failure is a fact of life. We all fail at things on a regular basis because we're flawed human beings. The question is, though, when others fail us, how do we treat them? With the same grace with which God treats us, or with something less than that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The truth that we all fail from time to time is a powerful one. Sometimes we fail in how we treat others, or we'll attempt something that doesn't quite work out as we'd planned. And sometimes, let's be honest, we fall flat on our face for all to see. It struck me recently that as a leader, I need to let people know that they have my permission to fail. I want to see them attempt things, be part of things that, unless God shows up, we are indeed going to fail. And people won't stretch themselves. They won't step out into the unknown. They won't chase down the crazy ideas that God's planted in their hearts if they fear punishment and retribution when they fail. Why would they? So recently at a team meeting, I made it clear that whilst there's no place for laziness, dishonesty, or a bad attitude, not only do I expect each one of us to fail at some point, but that to do so is entirely acceptable. And when people do fail, I'll be right there with them on their side. The permission to fail is the key that unlocks the hearts of the people around us to be all that God's made them to be, to chase down those crazy ideas He put in their hearts. Psalm 73, verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." See, God knows that we're going to fail, yet He sticks by us anyway. Why wouldn't we do the same? That's His word fresh for you today. When we give those around us permission to fail, it unlocks a courage in their hearts to do what they've been called to do. And that will leave a lasting legacy, not just in their lives, but perhaps for generations to come. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Discovering Your Legacy of Love. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.